Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
diamond cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call it an exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this, baby.
Yeah! High five.
Let that one ride out into the sunset as we come in. It's 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
September the 26th. And it's DDP Radio coming to you from an infirmary on the East Coast. And actually, from a secured location where we've kept the other two co-hosts of DDP Radio down in sunny and beautiful Florida. We have Robert.
No, dude, no. Florida. Anyway, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sick, you know, you got to pardon me.
Okay, I'll give you a mulligan on that one. But I got to throw this out there, man. We've got this awesome intro that our buddy Eric Nichols put together for us, and the only bad audio on that entire intro is the one that I took.
You mean on the one we just did?
Yeah. The only bad audio is the one from Glacier that I went out and shot.
Oh man, yeah, we've got some. Actually, there's been some pretty thick ass intros. The one that we had before this one was pretty cool too.
Yeah. He's done some awesome ones, and you know, hopefully he'll keep them coming because they've been really, really cool.
Yeah, they have been. Eric does some solid work with that. So. If you hear some sniffles, some mucus, luckily it's tucked behind the phone, Kraut. But Sparky is out, but he's not down for the count. And while Robert and I have been bantering, there's the other ray of sunshine from Florida. Slim is our guest tonight. What's going on, brother?
Oh, what up? I think I've been called a million things in my day. Some good things, some bad things. But Ray of Sunshine is my absolute favorite.
Dude, you're like six rays of sunshine, man. You just... I can't even tell you.
Sunshine on my shoulder.
Oh, dude. Okay. Oh, would you look at the time?
I want to get this show done and tell. It's been quite a week. So, as you know, Slim...
Yes.
And quite a month. Slim is the warrior of the month. We're coming up on the turn of the month, and to throw it out at the top of the hour instead of the bottom one, like we hit last week, we have warrior of the month contest, which to throw the props to Robert, it's really something that Robert threw together and got the hookup. I mean, some serious hookup with Manduka, right, bro?
Oh, yeah. They really took care of us. I mean, it took me about... I'd say a little bit over a month to put that deal together, and they, you know, they're already sponsoring our seminars and our workshops, and you know, they still came on board and they put together a great deal for us for the Warrior of the Month.
So they've got all that together, and Slim is the first guy to get the month. Now, we had Crystal, who was the first Warrior of the Week, right? Because this came through, like, it's evolving.
Well, no, she was, like, number three or four. I think maybe Boomer was the first one.
When it was weekly.
Yeah, Chad Collins was in there. We had some other people whose names I should remember but don't.
but that's a pretty good crowd to hang with.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You guys, you have a week, less than a week here. And Robert will toss out the address because I forgot it. It's actually warrior@dallaspage.com. There we go.
Warrior@dallaspage.com. Yes.
Yeah. And you basically tell Robert and Dallas and Steve, and Bill's in on that, why
yes.
You are great for Warrior of the Month. And if you've been here 30 days, 90 days, you know, and you have a story and you've lost some weight and you've been recording yourself and you've been taking your pictures, then you have the proof. Tell them you want it.
And, you know, and that reminds me, and Slim, did you listen to last week's show?
I did listen to last week's show.
Okay, so you know about this already, but the cool thing is that Dallas announced last week is that we're going to do the Warrior of the Fall or the Warrior of the Quarter or whatever the hell we end up calling it, but it's the winner. It comes from the Warrior of the Month. So if you want a piece of this, enter to be the Warrior of the Month. What? Don't interrupt me while I'm rambling. I mean, come on.
I just thought you were giving Slim an invite to come over for some drinks or something. I don't know.
Well, that's a given, man. But the Warrior of the Fall is going to be picked from the Warriors of the Month. So you definitely want to enter the Warrior of the Month and see if you're picked. But the Warrior of the Fall gets an all-expense-paid weekend to hang out with Dallas and work out with him and go out to dinner and have a blast.
I haven't officially entered for a Warrior of the Week or the Month, but I will be trying to get a piece of that action because hanging out with a man is way cool. Now, Robert, you may have done it when it's been really cool, and you may have done that when it's been not cool.
I've run the gamut, really. I've hit the entire spectrum from champion to whipping boy. So, you know, it's yes.
You have the scars to prove it.
I do, man.
but you also have some of the cool shit to prove that you've also been there and have done that and gotten it over. But that is cool. I've told some of the stuff. The one time that I got to hang out with a man, how it's like so cool. He comes and he did the drive by at the airport and was like, no, I'm going to drive by real quick. I'm going to pop out, throw your shit in, and we'll go. and he stops, but he gets out, he grabs your bag, throws him in the car, and gives you a hug the first time he sees you.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the coolest things ever. So if you think the guy's full of shit, then you just don't know.
Yeah, and Dallas, you know, Dallas is a Jersey boy, so sometimes he gets a little gruff, but, you know, he's never out of line or a jerk or anything. I mean, we've had our stressful moments, but, you know, it's all good. And, you know, I've been with him for 6 years for a reason, but, you know, I've got plenty of stars, man. Scars. God, that's what happens when you finish the first beer. I'm sure it's gluten-free. But, you know, it's all good. There's a reason why all of us stick around.
Yeah, sorry about that. But some of the other cool stuff that's going on beyond the Warrior of the Month, which is warrior@dallaspage.com again, so get your stories and your picks into these guys, is he is all over the map now. His event calendar's full. And this morning he was on Fox and Friends with Arthur on a 3-minute spot that you said blew the roof off, right?
Definitely. I mean, I thought the spot itself was good. You can tell that they were like, oh, get this done in 20 seconds and hit the road. And, you know, they cut Dallas off at the end. But, you know, I know those guys are really, really pressed for time.
Yeah.
For what it was, I thought it was good.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, you're talking beforehand coming in, like, I actually caught it. I was like, oh, shit, he's coming on. I turned on Fox and Friends, and he was on, like, 2 seconds later. And I couldn't tell at the beginning if they were just, like, kind of rushed for time or something, but I was like, Dallas looked like he was in a diamond cutter, those two jabronis.
Yeah, well, you know Dallas, I mean, he does so many of these. He wants to get his spots in and get the important parts in the time allowed. And, you know, I think all in all, it came off really good. The important thing is it introduced a lot of people to DDP Yoga and DDP and Arthur that never heard about us before, so that gave them the opportunity to go to the website and check us out.
And he had Arthur nail the split, which is...
Yes.
Was sick. Those guys just couldn't handle it, Ducey and Brian. I was just like... I really would have hoped that Dallas would have had the chance to have them give it a shot, because it seems like when he gets a little bit more time, he gets... You know, anybody, when he does a spot who's hosting something, if he's got more than a couple minutes, every spot I've seen, he has them actually involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's a great introduction, because a lot of people, you know how hard it is to explain dynamic resistance and how it works. So if you can do a live demo, you know, it's a lot easier for people to get it.
That was cool. I'm sure that'll probably be up at the site at some point, but he is also in New York chasing this down tomorrow at Pure Yoga.
Pure Yoga starts on the 28th. I'm not sure what I think he's doing a couple of radio shows tomorrow. Pure Yoga starts on the 28th, goes to the 29th, and ends the 30th.
So he's got a couple days there, and that's one of his workshops where he does the basic and the advanced, I believe. I don't know what he's got scheduled there, but Slim, you went through that just last week, right? 10 days ago.
I did. We linked up. We were coincidentally vacationing in the Nashville area.
Yeah, that wasn't planned at all.
When I saw that, when I saw that pop up, that the workshop was going on up there, and I thought, dude, I have to go to this. And so it was wisest investment I've ever made, that's for sure.
And you were even sick during that too.
Yeah, I just started to get sick. I shot a video that kind of recaps the trip, you know, but I'll give you, you know, the quick snapshot of it that, you know, we were heading up there. We were supposed to vacation in July, and that got postponed, and, you know, we're all kind of bummed about it. Then I realized really why it got postponed, and it was because I needed to link up with not only Dallas, but a bunch of folks from Team DDP who came out to that. But on the way up, my brother Bishop, who I think a lot of people in the chat room, I think they know who he is, but he was a little under the weather. He had a little cold going. So by the time we got up there, you know, on the 15-hour drive, you know, I started to get sick as well. And so I started to get the sickest on that Saturday, right when the workshop was. So in that regard, it was a little bit miserable. But then I'm going to tell you, you know, the experience is second to none. You know, the big things that walking away from that is obviously you get to be face-to-face with DDP, and that's always a cool thing. I know for me, you know, he's really poured a lot into me. He's really invested a lot of time and energy and support and resources in me, and so it was good to be able to shake his hand and to hug him and say, dude, thank you. And I try to tell him all the time, you know, anytime I talk to him or you know, via email or whatever, you know, I try to say thanks, but there's something about being able to look in, you know, someone's eyes who's making a huge impact and a huge life change in you, you know, and say thank you. And so that was great. But, of course, to go through the moves, to go through, you know, the Diamond Dozen, to go through a workout and to see, you know, where you know, things that you thought you were doing well, but, you know, in reality you could do a little bit better or engage a little bit harder. And, you know, to learn those tips and tricks, you know, was absolutely, you know, revolutionary for my workouts, because as soon as I came back from that, I was able to put all those little tricks into practice, was awesome. But the biggest highlight for me, I think, even was there were so many members of Team DDP Yoga out there. Fluff Cole was out there, Christina Ann, Nolan Bobbitt, Ninja, DJ Clark, Lee Gann. There's just a ton of folks out there. Don was out there. And so to be able to connect with these people who are huge encouragers and huge supporters of me and my journey and really pushed me along on a daily level to meet them and to hug them and to go hang out with them was like, it was the greatest thing ever. So definitely everyone needs to check that calendar. And if, even if you're sick, you know, go out and do it. And you know, I don't care how far you have to drive. It's absolutely worth it because it'll revolutionize, you know, everything you do. I walked away so refreshed and so renewed, you know, just a whole new passion, you know, for DDP yoga. And it was definitely the boost that I needed.
I can't imagine you needing more passion because that seems to be what, you know, it's been driving you for, you know, I think you're closing in your 120 now.
Yeah, it was actually the Monday after that workout was my 120. So actually I just got around to posting everything yesterday. Just got back on vacation at the weekend, and it took a couple of days to catch up. So if you go to my website, thenext40days.com, you can see the most recent update there. And if you want your mind really blown, go to my teamddpyoga.com profile and check out my 120-day pictures because I mean, every time I look at them, you know, it blows my freaking mind. So it's really cool. Well, yeah, I definitely have been told on more than one occasion that I am not near passionate enough and I need to really invest more in everything that I do because I'm really dormant.
Yeah, I can get that from you. You seem like very lethargic. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kind of like the slug of BDP yoga right now. So, you know, if you could kick it up just even a slight notch.
If I maybe just start taking a little step out and a little leap of faith, I can, you know, help inspire some people. And until then, I'm just a freaking rock on a rug.
Yeah, I think if you get any more energy, you're going to be radioactive. And so, do you want to share your 120 day results here, or you want people to go to your website?
Sure. No, I have no problem. My going weight to weigh in was 490 pounds, and again, for those who don't know me and don't know my story, I started with DDP yoga on May 9th of this year, so just under 5 months ago, and I weighed in at 601 pounds. And I always say that 1 pound is really important because that meant that I was over 600 pounds. It's one thing to be like, oh, I'm 600 pounds. It's another thing to be over 600 pounds. Whether it was a large number over or a small number, it doesn't matter. So my goal was to be 490. That keeps me on track for my final goal, which right now is 275. So I needed to be 490, and I came home, you know, from this vacation. I was like really, you know, worried, really scared that, you know, I totally blown it. I was so strong at my parents' house. You know, we cooked almost every night, you know, for my family, and so I was really nervous. So I walked in to the scale and weighed in at 484 pounds. So I beat my my goal by 6 pounds, which is freaking awesome.
Very cool.
So that was cool. I lost more inches off my waist and thighs and everywhere else. Those measurements were too much to repeat. But if you go to thenext40days.com, it's at the very bottom of the post. You'll be able to find all those measurements. And to compare my day one measurements alone, because weight is huge, man. I lost 117 pounds in, you know, 4 and some change months, which is awesome. But then if you look at the measurements, too, you know, my waist, to go from in the 70s to now it's, I think, in the upper 50s. I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's just asinine. And I get cut all the time from people who say, you know, I just don't know. I don't know if it'll work. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if it'll work for me. It seems fishy. It seems sketchy, blah, 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 blah. And for anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding because, you know, my numbers, you know, are, you know, they're the truth. And all I'm doing is DDP yoga.
Nice.
That's pretty cool, man. And for all you guys out there, you know, you got Slim on the line, you got Robert, and you got Sparky. If you want to give us a call, 347-994-1216. We do have a couple callers in queue that we're gonna hit you up in 1 second. And if you're listening and you don't want to call, but you're in the chat room, ddpradio.com, fire a question in there. We'll grab it as soon as we can. I just wanted to give you, while you were talking about your brother, I wanted to make sure that I got to the Miley Cyrus chat room all right. So you're in the right place, brother.
Yeah, that's cool. You're in there, too. This is his first time experiencing DDP Radio, which is cool. I literally, he had to work tonight, and I said, dude, you're not working. You're coming over to my house. And you're going to get in this chat room, and you're going to go through this show with me because, you know, you need to check it out. And it's cool to have him here, and it's cool to have that support. So he's an awesome dude, too. He's got a great beard. Good gracious.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, if he ever gets involved like you are, I know you've told me several times that he's kind of like your role model, and he's like a much better person than you are. I couldn't imagine, you know, the slim model being improved on, but
I think he's, if I understand correctly, he starts going knee deep into DDP yoga this coming Monday. And dude, I'm telling you, if anybody thinks that I'm anything, I'm nothing compared to this dude, because he's gonna freaking rock your world. And you know, you'll hope that the two of us never get in the same room doing yoga together, because the world might explode.
Well, he's actually at your place right now.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's why you're kissing his ass. I get it.
No, I was, dude. I'd kiss him left and right. This is DDP Radio. It's not, you know, Bishop Suck Up Radio. But you know, I have to say,
we're going to field calls for Bishop too. So we got one coming in.
Anything that I am, anything that is good about me, anything that, you know, where my passion comes from, my heart comes from, and everything I do, it all stems out of my respect and guidance from, you know, my older brother who has always looked out all over me, always taught me, you know, what it's like to really love and care about people, because I used to be a really, really terrible person, you know, and he was always such a great person. So, you know, I just try to be like him. I try to emulate him. So if you think I'm anything, you know, this dude, I swear to God, is going to make your brain explode. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, I've known for a while, and you're making a good case for it now, because we all know how angry of a person you are, and we should probably just calm it down a little bit and maybe go to some callers, you think?
Yeah, and maybe take a couple deep breaths. I got to stop for 1 second. There was a goat pit in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, and Chad, I'm just going to have to say, take that home, because we actually have the WVU Mountaineer as one of the members of Team DDP Yoga. So you know what they say about pit and what it can eat. So who do we got on the line?
Oh, wow. we've got Andy.
Whoa, wow, thanks for that. Thanks for the lead-in on that one. No, I'm just calling in.
You're very welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Okay, just making sure I'm here.
Okay.
I'm back on my third week after a three-week hiatus, and I will tell anyone that's new or been around DDP Yoga a while, Team DDP Yoga is a lifeline. Adrian was one of the people that brought me back. I was in a heavy binge of just eating off my diet on the weekends. I mean, I tried to eat healthy during the week. I wasn't doing my yoga. I was drinking, you know, I mean. And then I come back and, you know, Ninja, the person she is, the kind-hearted soul she is, Slim and DJ, they all signed a piece of paper for me at the DDP Yoga Workshop with DDP on it, and she mailed it to me, and, like, it was really one of the things that lit the fire under my ass to get back into the yoga.
That's
because, you know, the support system is huge. I mean, outside of my wife, I'll say I don't have many friends, you know. I'm an introvert. I bottle a lot of stuff up. But the thing is, I mean, Team DDP Yoga has, like, saved my ass. Like, there's a couple Facebook pages, you know. One of them's the 30-day challenge for September, and then the other one is DD Peeps Unite. And, just people just post stuff in there all the time, and I mean it's cool as all hell. And I mean, this past week, I've decided to kick it back into beast mode because in the 3 weeks I was gone, I gained 9 pounds. Ooh. And then the first 2 weeks, I lost all that weight. And then I've kind of hit a plateau, but this past week I've been doing wake up, stand up, and then I take like a little break, and then I do strength builder and red hot core. That's my daily right now for the week. So I'm just trying to like push myself through and force myself to do it because, I mean, when I do my yoga, I feel better. I sleep better. I don't have pain. And Slim, you're such a lying sack. Because you're way too modest, bro. You are one of the biggest inspirations around.
Well, I'm certainly pig. I don't know about inspiration, but, you know, I'm really not doing anything, and I say this over and over again, and people say that I can't take a compliment, but that's not the truth. The truth really is that, you know, I reflect anything and everything that you guys shoot at me. So if you guys weren't being such a good, you know, motivations and inspirations, encouragement, I would probably be kind of a dick, but, you know, all I'm doing is just reflecting all of y'all's awesomeness, so I appreciate the kind words. You know, the reality is Team DDP is what makes Team DDP yoga awesome.
So, I just wanted to give my update, so thanks for letting me call in, guys.
Hey, no
problem at all, brother.
Nice to hear from you, brother.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on hold, though, because I like listening through my phone now.
Okay, cool.
Do it.
Enjoy yourself, man.
Thank you.
And anybody who's been around Team DDP Yoga in the chat, you pretty much know who he was talking about, Ninja, a.k.a. Adrian. If you see her in the DDP radio chat, you know these two. They're always around hanging out looking to throw a good word or a kind word somebody's way. So you guys are doing a lot of cool stuff.
Definitely.
So we've got more guys on the line, so let's just hit them.
I like the way you said that. Next up is Tuba Geek.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Russ?
Oh, not too much. As usual, my Wednesdays are spent doing the work thing. But wanted to throw a little something you all's way. I mentioned this on I did it on the DDP page. I also posted a blog on it. I've been wanting to come up with kind of my own workout using the DDP yoga moves, and I actually did create one. I'm calling it slow burning explosions because it's a lot of
that is a DDP yoga workout. Let's make sure that's clear.
Yes, it is all DDP yoga moves. So I took sets of them and kind of put my own set together. And I actually did it for the first time yesterday, and I discovered that I created like a 45-minute workout that kicked my butt.
Yes, you know what? One of the coolest things I think about this, and the, you know, Robert and Slim chime in because I know you guys have been doing it long enough. It's like once you get into a mode, like you've been doing it long enough, Russ. You probably pop in a DVD, especially if you hit energy, fat burner, half hour ones, whatever you hit a lot. You probably don't even have to look at the screen to do it.
When I'm at work, 90% of the time I use the MP3s.
Yeah, and you can listen to it. You know what's going on. The way you expand from that one, that makes DDP yoga so versatile is that you can bust out. And I would tell anybody after their first 30 days, if you've done any more than two of the workouts, fat burner, energy, something else, you could bust out on your own and completely make it your own because that has all the base moves. And it'll keep it interesting for you.
Yeah. And I actually, like I said, I put it together, and I actually asked for some feedback from fellow members. I wanted to see what they thought of it, and a couple of people really liked what they saw and just how it sounded like it flowed. And like I said, I finally got I put that together, I think, on Monday, and then Tuesday afternoon, I went and did it for the first time. And, yeah, I even had to do my own modifications. I had to bypass a couple of the movesets that I had put in. But by the time I was done My heart rate stayed consistently in my fat burning zone. I was covered in sweat, but I felt really good afterwards. Actually, today I commented on this on my blog that today my quads are not too happy with me. That comes from the fact that I have several sets of moves that I put together where I'm in either in lunge or warrior position, doing doing DR rows and doing slow burn punches and doing quick twitch, fast twitch punches and things like that. And I'm holding those positions for pretty long stretches.
That's cool. That's kind of like an Arthur thing to do. He likes to punish you on one position and really make you work. And I mean, it really builds up the endurance in your muscles when you do that. So, I mean, you can do so many different things. You can do it fast if you want to keep the cardio going, or you can do it slow, make everything slow burn and really work those muscles with a dynamic resistance. So that's pretty cool, man. How's everything else been going? You got any other updates?
Well, my next weigh-in won't be until I'm actually going to do a weigh-in on October 1st because when I did a weigh-in, I did a weigh-in around the beginning of September, and I only lost a couple of pounds, and so I said, okay, I'm going to kind of reset and do a weigh-in October 1st. I had a little period of time where I kind of ended up falling off and ended up getting some of my weight back, but I've turned around and the matter of kind of like with Andy, and the matter of about a week, I ended up losing that weight and then some. So I'm sincerely hoping that next week, whenever my wife leaves for her little get together she has out of state, that I'll be able to call in and say that I finally broke the 300 club.
Nice. That's something. That's a good to look forward to, man.
Yep. My wife commented the other day that she finally was able to wrap her arms completely around me, and it felt good knowing that she was able to do that.
That's awesome, bro.
Yeah, that was hearing that from my wife was a real big ego boost, knowing that I'm doing that well.
Well, that's really cool, man. I appreciate you calling us and giving us your updates.
No problem.
Man. That's cool. Well, you keep going, man. We'll be excited to hear the next one when you hit that.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Okay, Russ.
All right, thanks.
Take care,
brother. Okay, yeah. Apologies to Russ for the enormous coughing fit that I hit in the middle of that.
I thought that was super classy. I really enjoyed that.
I've thrown the phone as far away from me as possible because I couldn't flip from my keypad to get to the mute button. I guess, you know, somebody on the show at some point has to have some sort of difficulty with the technology. Not that I normally do, but between coughing or hitting mute, I had to get the coughs out. So my apologies, everybody. Trying to be as semi-not professional as we can on this show. So we got a couple other people out there.
Yeah, we've actually got two more callers, and I haven't queued them yet, so it's going to be completely random. So
hey,
let's see.
Russia,
yeah, hell yeah. Definitely. We've got area code 413.
413, what's your name? Where you at? Okay, 413. give us a buzz back if you can't come back in. But what we got going on in the chat is that we have two Sparky and Robert, and I'll throw it to Slim here. Thanks, Katie. Katie said, "I am absolutely a professional," and I'm absolutely not. I leave the professionalism up to Robert, the sexy, up to Slim, and.
I mean, people just look at me and they think professional. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Katie says, from the chat room, she says, combining. You know, Katie, I don't strictly do food combining, but when I do, I typically do it for breakfast. And I basically break it down to carbs and protein is how I do my food combining. And I will take carbs, like my fruits or something, like 15 minutes before I get some protein. If I'm working out, I'll take the carbs before the workout, the protein afterwards, and typically for me, I'll do like a fruit smoothie. I love a blueberry smoothie with a little organic juice in there, frozen blueberries. It makes a great deal for me. So I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I don't. It's like the Dos Equis guy, you know. I don't always food combined, but when I do, I try to always do food combining, just because it's easier for me to you know, instead of piling it up, you know, I'm heavy on a protein or a carb, you know, to eat more vegetables and such, you know, which is good for me because, you know, I need a lot of calories to keep this big old body in motion, but I need them to be good calories and be healthy calories, etc. But on rare occasion, I don't, just because there are times where it's just, it's not convenient, you know, not that this whole journey is about convenience, but, you know, if I'm at a friend's house or what have you, and I'm limited to options or what have you, and then there's some days where I'm just like, forget this, you know, I need to have this or I need to have that, and that's okay, but I'd say probably 80 to 90% of the time I'm doing a food combining, which is really, really hard to grasp at first, and I think it's something that most people that are new to Team DDP Yoga really struggle with at first because it's not really spelled out very clearly anywhere. But it's definitely something that really helped, you know, jumpstart the way I eat and more importantly, my metabolism, which was non-existent before starting DDP Yoga.
Well, and I think, you know, hitting that, like, with the metabolism part, I think that's the one thing, what I like to hit in the morning when I start working out. You know, the more small meals you eat, I think, you know, it really helps with the metabolism. And if you do some sort of food combining, you almost have to bump out and have multiple meals because you can't eat all the shit together. And it's good stuff, but you can't, like you said, you can't pile up this big plate of stuff and take it all down. I think it really helps with that.
People think that I'm kidding when I say I literally eat all day long. I eat every couple hours. You know, they're not big. You know, I'm used to a meal being, you know, 3,500 calories. You know, a nice big meal, and that's, you know, what I ate that day or what have you. You know, now I just take, you know, the same amount of calories. You know, again, I'm a big dude, so it takes a lot more fuel to keep my body in motion. You know, so I would probably eat more than the average person. But I think that and spread out over, you know, six, even seven meals sometimes throughout the day, just every two and a half hours I'm eating again. And food combining makes that easy because then I have no problem, you know, eating a little snack, you know, some fruit here, you know, or, you know, eating a carb here or, you know, getting some, you know, hard-boiled, whatever. But it keeps that metabolism just rocking and rolling for me. I would suspect it would do the same for really anyone.
Yeah, and if you look it up, for people who are wondering what it is, it's basically the most basic form is separating your excuse me, your carbs and your protein. If you put food combining into Google and you Google it, you're going to find a bunch of different charts. If you look in the image search, there's a write-up about it in the DDP Yoga Guide. But the idea is that your body and digest those things in different ways, and when you put the proteins and the carbs together, your body's just not as efficient in breaking down those foods. So that's sort of the idea of doing it. And as you do food combining, like Slim said, you're getting a bunch of different meals, you're spreading them across the day. And I think some stuff you'll read, people will say between 5, 6, 7 meals, small meals a day will keep that metabolism going. And that's, you know, just what Slim had to say to you. So,
nice.
The other thing you hit, Slim, which was good, you said it works for you, and that's like one of the key components of the SMAC principles, is that you got to keep everything compatible to you. So if it works for you, do it. But if it doesn't, you know, you might have to switch it up. Sometimes it's harder to force yourself to do something that doesn't come naturally, especially if you're not going to get a benefit from it. But if you see the benefit, man, track work.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so we got some more people hanging out there.
Yeah, we got a couple more. Let's go to area code 617.
617, who you at?
Hey, what's good, everybody? It's Bad Boy.
Hey, brother.
How's everybody doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Just wanted to call in, say what's up to everybody, see how everybody was doing.
I was going to say, are you hanging in there? Are you actually calling from within the Black Crow right now?
Yeah, I got the one-hand crow I'm working on right now.
Oh, my God.
You make me sick, man.
I'm working, actually, the one-arm superhero push-ups. That's the next thing I'm working on right now.
Wow, man.
So I got a few out. I'm not going to put a video up until I hit 10. But the Black Crow, I'll be busting that out whenever, wherever I can. I see a lot more people starting to put it up, too, so that's really, really good. I was talking with Chad earlier, Chad Collins. He ain't that far away from me, so I think I'm going to head out. I'm going to do maybe try to get a workout in together, maybe get some videos and see if we can get him in the Black Crow, too.
That's cool.
Man, I tell you what, man, if DDP does another, like, extreme kind of, like, another DVD-like extreme, you got to be in there, man. You are definitely a freaking nature.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Thank you. Take a lot of work. You know, it's getting hotter now trying to hold down a job and do this stuff. I look like a weirdo right in the middle of Comcast busting things out, but
let's
stay
there
with me. What was that?
That's what you got to do, man. It definitely gets tough once you start to load life on top of it. But the cool thing is that if you do it right, it helps you manage life.
It really does. And, you know, I had the benefit when I first started off everything. I kind of said this before, you know, I wasn't working. I couldn't even work. Mentally I wasn't in the state. I couldn't even hold down a job. So, I mean, I was doing this. I mean, I was hitting DDP yoga 3-4 times a day, going to the gym, hitting the treadmill, you know, so I was strictly dedicated. So I have a newfound respect for anybody that's out there right now that's trying to hold down a job and do this and is getting results at the same time, because I could tell you when I started working, I do 10-hour shifts right now, 4 days a week, and trying to maintain. I mean, my weight fluctuated for a little bit. I went up about 7 pounds, but then I dropped it back down again. I had to change my eating habits completely up again now that I'm going to be sitting on my ass for most of the day. You got to kind of went with the food combining, what you guys were talking about earlier, the small multiple meals throughout the day. I had to lower my protein intake. I eat a ton of meat and chicken and stuff, and that didn't seem to be working when I was sitting down all day long. So I had to cut out some of the heavier meals and start eating a bit lighter, but eat multiple meals throughout the day. Since I did that, maintaining the weight loss is still, I'm still at 160 pounds, so it's, you know, I'm maintaining about 45 pounds of weight loss so far. I don't want to get any lighter than the 160 pounds, so I'm comfortable where I'm at right now.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, and that's the cool thing, though. The maintenance that you brought up is really good to point out to people, because once you've been in here for a while, like you've been, I've been, Robert's been,
mm-hmm.
and still be there, there's a bunch of guys there, you know, it's cool because you could do it as little, the exercise as little as 3 days a week, and sometimes that's really all I get if I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the nutrition plan and everything, I can maintain that level between 180 and 190 with a little fluctuation, no problem, which is one of the coolest things about this, because it stays with you as a lifestyle change. Oh, and Chad said he is down with the workout, bro.
Outstanding. Good to go. Yeah, we were talking on Twitter earlier. He didn't get back to me, so that's good. Definitely, I want to hook up with him. He's the closest person to me out there, so I figure we can hook up together. We can get probably put up some cool videos together, get some nice pictures up. And I was gonna try to hit up New York this weekend. I don't know if that's gonna be possible, but see if I can run out there to see Diamond.
Go for it, my man. I mean, yeah, if you get Chad out there, man, because he is the I'd say he's like one of the up and comers, but he's like there, man. I mean, his pictures are all over Facebook, and he's like really knocking it out of the park. So it's cool to see you guys and everybody connecting. There's one thing that I would tell everybody on Team DDP Yoga, that, you know, there's so many of us right now, that there's going to be somebody who's been there, done that, or there's going to be somebody who's starting with you, or somebody that you have some affinity with, that you're going to be able to learn from, you know, talk to, and get support from. If not the whole team, there will be at least one person that you can connect with that's going to have the same journey or had the same journey as you. So don't be afraid to reach out and talk to somebody, because it's going to be one of the greatest journeys of your life.
Absolutely.
Agreed. That's what.
Yeah.
Same here, brother. Thanks for letting me call in. Everybody take care of themselves, all right?
All right,
cheers,
bro.
Hey, you take care of yourself, brother.
Was
he jumping
in on that?
What's that?
I thought somebody was jumping in.
I heard somebody in the background. I wasn't sure where that was coming from.
It was a ghost.
It was probably Slim talking to himself.
He's looking in the mirror. I'm so sexy. Look at his beard.
I was just ordering a pizza.
That's exactly. Were you going to pay for it in beard? So, I think we still have some people lined up there.
We got one more caller. I think that'll probably it's 9:45 now, so it'll probably be our last caller for the night. So, anybody else wants to call in? No. So.
No, just don't do it. We won't take.
No.
347-994-1216 if you want to.
It's ridiculous. we got area code 610.
Hello, why did you make the last cut?
What's up?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, who do we got?
This is Jim in PA.
Jim, how you doing,
up?
Jim?
How you doing? It's Jim Underwood.
Oh, what's up, brother?
How you doing, guys? I haven't been on the show for a long time, so I wanted to call in and run an idea by everybody.
Yeah, what you got?
I unfortunately was out of town for 90 days during the summer, down in beautiful Virginia Beach, where I ran around in T-shirts and shorts the entire time. Worked out crazy, just maintained my diet, everything was great, got home. I was looking forward to fitting into all these clothes that I left here, fall clothes and things. And just like Terry had mentioned in her blog, nothing fits. I mean, nothing fits. Took a bunch of my nicer stuff down to a tailor, and his biggest comment was, I'm not a miracle worker. You need to get rid of this and get new stuff.
Nice.
My problem is, just like a lot of people involved, I'm looking at my 150th day early next month, as I'm still in that transition period. I don't want to buy anything new because I still have a lot of weight to go. Another 35, 40 pounds. So, you know, I can get expensive, and I can get by secondhand stores, consignment stores, whatever, until then. But here's the issue. I've got a lot of nice stuff, and I inventoried it today, and I posted a discussion and put it into the PA, State of PA membership team on Team DDP. Talking to other people in the past couple of days, we got a lot of things that people could use. I just don't want to cart stuff off to Goodwill, okay?
Uh-huh.
If anybody in PA, hell, I'll meet you halfway if you go through the list on my page in Team DDP, or you know, help me pay for the shipping and I'll get this stuff to you. And I'm thinking there's a lot of people out there who could has the same problem, meaning a closet full of clothes that are useless. That you know, we could give to the team members who need clothes in the interim period. So that's why I was calling.
That's a cool idea.
That's a cool, yeah, definitely. I mean, if there's anybody out there and you want to do that, I don't even know if you even want to start maybe your own group out there, Jim, to just, you know, for the clothing exchange or something. But
you know,
I can
do that. I can start a group. That's no problem. I'd need some ladies' assistants to do, you know, what they have. You know, make a list. I'll come up with a template so people can go to the group and, you know, start an exchange, because I know I've got some really nice stuff in 44, 42, and 40s that I can't fit into. I'm using a smaller belt on my 38s that will fit me, but they look terrible because I we're all in that situation. Or have been in that situation. So I'll start a group. I'll make the announcement. And let's go for it.
Do it. Yeah, and I don't even think it's. I mean, it's cool to want to help out Team DDP Yoga, but if I mean, if you've got a lot of stuff, I know if you do like Vietnam vets around my area, they'll even come to your house and pick it up. So you can help with that if you like the goodwill. You got that. You got St. Vincent de Paul Society. You got a lot of different stuff, but it's cool to do things for the team too. That's cool.
Is this Sparky?
Yeah.
It's Sparky. There's a great men's consignment store in Carlisle. I'll send you the link. You know, that's another opportunity. Yeah, I'll give them away if nobody wants them. And my number one choice would be the Veterans Association, being a vet myself. But, you know, I there's a lot of places I can give them to. I got a Goodwill three blocks away. I'm just thinking, you know, hey, it's a lot of money for clothes for the Team DDP members who don't want to spend it because they're still losing weight. So I'll put the group together, and we'll take it from there.
That's awesome, man.
All right. Good speaking, everybody. Take care.
Okay. Take care of yourself, bro.
Thanks for the update, man.
That's
sure, man.
Really
take
cool.
Care. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
To piggyback off that, if I could, I officially need to drill some holes in my belt today or tomorrow at the very latest, but I've got a bunch of 8X and 9X clothes and 74-inch pants if anybody needs those.
Well, I'm a pretty thin guy. I could probably cut those in half and make two pairs.
You make great camping supplies.
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to go there.
Stop making me laugh, dude. That is too damn cool. So we're in like the bottom of the show. And it's a good time to throw out, if you just didn't get enough of us here on DDP Radio tonight when
that happens
parents
to a lot
are
of
away, they with that.
I said, well, that happens to a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah. Stacy and Robert, the parents. Stacy and Dallas leave us to play at the kids' table. You can always follow us at DDP Yoga on Twitter, and you can follow the man himself at Real DDP, and you can go to DDP Yoga on Facebook to catch most of the stuff that's happening on the show. I tell you what, it's kind of cool. I would hate to see what would happen. Well, I actually would love to see what would happen if everybody who was on Team DDP Yoga got onto Facebook, and everybody who was on Facebook got onto Team DDP Yoga, because it seems like there's a small overlap. But there's almost two unique, you know, demographics there with each of those spots.
And I got to congratulate you because that's a really big word.
Hey, you know, I've been playing a lot of words with friends.
Oh, yes, awesome. We should start up a game, completely random, but you know, what the hell?
Yeah, let's do that. So, anybody who wants to do words with friends, hit us up. We can get re-addicted again. So, and just while we're hitting the end of this, so Bishop's been listening to the whole show. He's been sitting next to his brother Slim. From the new guy Slim, what's our grade?
What was that now?
Oh, he did not just do that. Did he just do that?
What the grade was. Yeah, I'll let you talk to the man himself. Hold on a second.
I'm going
to
go with grade A.
He's standing across the couch, grade A. He's actually a career radio personality and career voiceover guy. He's too shy to talk right now. But he totally scored this the highest marks humanly possible. He said it's even double A. He said it definitely was not a giant turd, if that's what we were wondering.
Well, that's actually what I was going for.
Yeah, we may lay a big turd every once in a while, but at least we float to the top of the bowl.
And this is just for Katie, absolutely.
Absolutely, Katie, the most professional internet radio motivational inspirational show on the planet. But it's great to hear that hear that from Bishop. Actually, you know what's really strange is that per capita for, you know, a team site for, like, a workout program, I think we have more radio professionals than any other place on the planet. P90X can go pound salt. But, you know, I know Roger's out there. He actually runs radio stations for a living. We got Eric Nichols, who makes the intros. You know, Slim is in and out of music, does that kind of stuff. I mean, your brother does the voiceovers. You've done some of that, too, yourself, Slim, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So, I mean, it's really crazy awesome how much cool support and how many, like, really cool people that we have. And
they're
not completely turned off by my ridiculous Pittsburghese accent and, you know, my shit.
Yeah, and, well, you know, I'm surprised that we're still on the air after the shit that I do, but, you know, it's fun.
Hey.
But Bishop chimed in, and he said, I just want to point out that this is definitely better than a ninth grade school project. So maybe even 10.
Wow.
But what,
that really...
We will try to get Miley Cyrus for future booking. But actually, I have to throw out there, guys, you're going to be looking next month in about 4 weeks. We actually got a great booking for the show. His name's Kyle Maynard.
Is actually
going to be coming on the show. If you haven't looked him up or heard of him, he is the MMA fighter that is a natural multiple amputee. He was born without arms and legs. And actually owns his own CrossFit. He's climbed mountains. He's done almost everything that you can do on the face of the planet, and goes around giving motivational and inspirational talks. And he's actually going to join us. I think it's October 24th, if I got that right. So,
yeah, and I can guarantee you that's going to be a lot more professional than this one.
Yeah, this is going to be really professional. So it'd be really good stuff. I really don't have anything else to throw at you guys. I don't know if we got any other last questions who want to come into the chat before we part ways. But Robert or Slim, if you got anything you want to throw at the peeps, go for it.
I just want to reiterate again earlier to everyone, really, really make it a point to check out the schedule of events that PDP has going on. Find one of these workshops in your area. He's constantly, doing, you know, everything imaginable all across the country, and link up with him, link up with other people in PDP yoga. I know sometimes it's a crazy investment, but it is absolutely worth it. And to piggyback off of that, I've been hugely honored to be here for the month. It was a really cool thing, super honored by it, super proud of it. But my reign over this month is about to come to an end. So if you feel like you've really stepped up, you know, and you've got the pictures, you got the numbers, you got the whole shebang to prove it, get those in. I'm telling you, this crown is a great crown to wear, and I'm definitely ready and willing to pass it on to the next worthy warrior.
It just sucks that with your head size, we're going to have to get it resized.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, if they toss it over to you, they wouldn't have to downgrade it or downsize it too much.
Yeah, in all seriousness, you're going to be a hard act to follow, brother, and I think everybody listening knows that. So you got to bring your A game.
Yeah, you definitely set the bar high, and there's nothing wrong with setting the bar high. And anybody who doesn't shoot up from that, I mean, one of the coolest things, and Ray Lloyd has said this before, and I think Mark Mira's echoed it. He's like, "Don't shoot for the curb." You know, that's easy to hit. Aim high, shoot high. You know, chase Slim. It's worth it.
Yeah, chase me because I don't run very fast, so you'll catch me easily.
Yeah, but you'll be getting there soon, man. I'm still waiting to see you post the. Post the 5K park run.
Yeah, that's I actually am registered for a 5K in March. I'll be doing at the beginning of March my very first 5K ever, and I have multiple goals with it. First, I'm taking
Dennis Kellogg with me, who, if you're not friends with Dennis on Team DDP Yoga, you need to get that way, because that dude is going to be a huge, huge, huge inspiration. But I'm also, I am not finishing last at that 5K, and that is a big, huge goal of mine, is that I want to make a bunch of skinny people look foolish when they get, you know, by a big old fat guy.
So, you know, I know a lot of people may just be meeting us like Bishop, and they might think the show is crazy, but if they want to follow us, they can do it again here on the radio show or on Facebook maybe. And Slim, where can they follow you? It's your stuff. We should throw a plug in for you before we officially kill it.
Yeah, I'm actually really easy to get. You can follow most of everything I got going on with regards to my health and my fitness and everything I'm doing in that regard on thenext40days.com, which is way bigger than health and fitness and way bigger than what I'm doing with DDP Yoga. It's actually it's a really, really cool project that my wife and I started, and I'm not going to get all into it, but check out the website, check out the About Us section and About the Project section to really understand the full heart and the vision of really what's going on there. But I post all of my updates, all of my video and blog updates are all done on there. If you want to connect with me on a more personal level, you can go to my website, slimtronic5000.com or slimtronic5k.com. They'll both get you there. In the contact section is all the links to my Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, email, everything you need to contact me except for my home address. And the only reason I don't put that there is because I never have pants on when I'm home and I'm shy. So, but you can totally connect with me in all those places. And I think most people that are friends with me on Facebook and Twitter and all that here, they know that I'm really responsive. Everything goes to my phone, you know, so when I get stuff, I'm generally pretty quick to respond. And I love connecting with all you fine people, all you beautiful, also rays of sunshine.
And just so you know, when you sent me your address and told me to drop by anytime, no.
That's why I don't wear pants.
Oh, yeah. We've come full circle. It makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. It's just in hopes that you'll come and knock on my door.
I'll have to poke at my good eye. Thank you.
Nice. I'd say never get all of us in the same place at the same time.
Oh, dude, yeah. That would be epic. Epic.
I still want to make sure that at some point in my life we do one of these shows live, and then I'll probably walk off into the sunset. I'll pull my chain. But... it's probably time to pull a Shane on this show.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, let's do it, and we'll throw out the don't forget about the DDP Yoga retreat. Look anywhere that DDP Yoga is on the internet, you'll find it. Sign up for it July 10th through the 15th. Next year, spots are going quick, so get in. I also want to throw a congratulations out to the absolutely best fan of the radio show, if I might say that, to grace us with her presence. Katie Stifler hit her 60 days of DDP Yoga, and she's hitting it hard, so congrats. And she's promised me, and I'm throwing it out there, that she will host the show with us, co-host the show for a 90-day celebration for her.
Oh, nice. And
a lot of people
don't know this, but Katie was our first groupie.
Yeah, Katie was our first groupie, man, and then we owe her a lot.
In a lot of different ways.
Yeah, she's actually lifted the show beyond where Robert and I could take it. So, by being a part of the show. And anyway, and you know, really fun to echo what Slim said at the beginning of the show for me. Thanks to all you guys, because if it wasn't for you guys listening to us and, you know, for caring about Robert and I and Doug and Stacy and Dallas and Slim and, you know, Bishop and Katie and Stacy, I feel like I'm on the romper room looking through the glass. But, you know, and there's so many people to mention, but you guys inspire us. You guys inspire each other. There's nothing that we could do here if it wasn't for Team DDP Yoga.
Without a doubt.
and all you guys out there listening, because sometimes it does get hard. It gets hard for everybody. You know, it's hard 30, 60, 90 days. It's hard 2 years, and it's hard 5 years from now, and it's hard for a lifetime. So, you know, it's up and down. Just get back to it, because we'll always be here. So, anything else, fellas?
The only thing I got left is feel better, Sparky.
Thank you. I will try. I have duck pins tomorrow night, so hopefully I can battle this out well enough that I can go roll a couple balls and do pretty well. So, at that, guys, remember that permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices. Thanks to the Bishop for listening in with Slim. Thanks, Slim, for the co-host, Robert, as always. The best bromance on the planet. You get it right here on DDP Radio. Thank you, my friends. And when the 10% comes a knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.